Okay, so threats of climate change couldn't do it. Concern about biodiversity and the health of future generations really didn't motivate us either. But finally, there is something that everybody can get worried about. Chocolate. The way things are going, within the next decade, there could be a worldwide shortage of cocoa beans. This could spell serious disaster for the chocoholics of the world, to say nothing of the corporations that rely on our sweet tooth to feed their corporate coffers. Most of us consume about 5 pounds of chocolate every year. In countries like Brazil, Indonesia, and Nigeria, where most of our cocoa crops are grown, farmers level large tracts of rainforest to plant trees. The problem is that the trees that grow cocoa beans are sensitive little creatures, and they don't respond well to this type of farming. It makes them vulnerable to disease and pests. Now, up until recently, when a plantation got sick, farmers just moved on to another strip of rainforest, cleared the area, and planted new trees. Problem is, we're running out of rainforests. Now, here's the catch-22. Turns out that the best way to keep our chocolate supply safe is to grow trees in small, sustainable farms under the canopy of the rainforest, which is exactly how they used to grow in their natural habitat. So now companies like Cadbury, Nestle, Mars, and Hershey are working with conservation groups to save the world's rainforests. And the irony is, they've helped cause the problem in the first place. For years, we've known that the rainforests are the lungs of the earth. They house more than 50% of the world's species and have produced the majority of modern medicines. And yet, it takes a threat to the world's chocolate supply to actually motivate these multinationals into action. Bygones. If it takes a run on cocoa futures to motivate these guys, so be it. If corporate concern can actually help scientists, conservationists, and local farmers create a sustainable system that protects the rainforest, then I'm all for it. So, let the chocoholics of the world unite. We've got to save the endangered cocoa bean, the rainforests, and who knows, we might even save the planet in the process.